I mean, COVID started. I was sitting in my office, and I'd walk in, and boy, did I ever used to make a mistake. I'd walk into my office to study, and before I'd get down to study, if I had me a little snack or a cup of coffee, I'd sit down and I'd say, "Alexa, play the news." And she'd light in on the news. Boy, I couldn't halfway study after that mess was over. I quit listening to that mess. But I said, "Alexa, play the news." I remember way back in January, she's talking about Corona, COVID, all the people dying over there in Wuhan. You know, I tell you, I'd sit there and I'd think about that. I could see my family laying on a ventilator. I could see all the problems, all the troubles that could come from it. That's my mind running forward into a future that don't even exist yet. Why worry about something like that? Boy, I had to get down and say, "Lord, you're going to have to help me with this. You have to get my mind straight. You're going to have to keep me from worrying in my heart, because the devil will control you with worry." Because worry. Then the second thing that I believe the devil is using to get a toehold on the church, and I'm going to tell you something right now. God's given me some unusual insight in these last few weeks. And I'd love to preach on everything He's given me insight on. And one of these days I'll get the green light and maybe He'll let me. But there's one thing I've got an insight on right now. And that's it. That's this. The church has never been any more cowed down to the devil than it is right now. He's got an arm lock on the church right now like there never has been in history. He's doing it with worry, and then He's doing it with weariness. Weariness. If everybody is wearied, we might call it discouragement. How many of y'all feel discouraged? I mean, you know, you wake up in the morning, oh God, look at all that's going on. You can't go anywhere. Can't do nothing. Discouraged, worn out and wearied. Now, let me give you just a couple things about weariness real quick. Number one, can I say to you that doing right and weariness goes hand in hand. The Bible said in Galatians 6:9, "And be not weary in well doing, for in due time," amen, "ye shall reap if you faint not." Now Paul told the Galatian church, he said, if you do the right thing, the world's going to wear you out over it. But he said, don't get weary. Now, weariness comes in the mind. We're going to talk about that in the next point. Weariness comes in the mind. But Paul said, you've just got to keep in the fight. I don't mean to re-preach my message I preached last Sunday, but can I encourage our hearts? Press on, press on, press on. There is a payday someday. Somebody say amen. There's coming a reward day. Paul said, don't allow yourself to get tired. Don't allow yourself to quit. Stay with the stuff. There's a reward day coming. How many of you are tired though? I'm tired. I feel like a prize fighter. And I tell you what, I don't mean to wear this subject out, but in this year, in this past year and already in 20, I seen somebody the other day said, they're tired of 2021. Come on, 2022. Amen. We're all really hard at 2022. But some weeks like this week, Brother Neil, it seemed like you've been out there in the ring, swapping licks and fighting, and your mind is weary. I don't know about anybody else, but all that's going on, it plays mind games on you. And you get tired in your mind. You get wore out in your mind. Paul said when you start getting wore out in your mind and wore down, he said you got to keep this thought on your mind. There's a payday coming. There's a reward day coming. He said, get you straightened back up. Go to swapping some licks. Get back in the fight. Don't allow them to get a toehold on you. Keep on wrestling. Keep on contending. There's a payday coming. There's a reward coming. Stay with it. It's worth it in the end. Now, this business of the mind, I want you to think about that. And Paul said something real interesting. He said, for consider him, in Hebrews 12, consider him which endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Here's why you ought to consider him. Lest ye be wearied in your mind and faint not. Now just think about that. Paul said, it's a mind thing. It's a mind thing. When I went through BLET, I hated every minute of it. I don't know why. I just didn't like being away from home. I was 36 years old. I didn't like a bunch of punks telling me what to do. I didn't like none of that. And I sat down with a fellow one day and he said, let me tell you something. He said, if you'll listen to me, this will help you. He said, BLET, he said, it's not about the push-ups, not about the running. It ain't about none of that stuff. He said, it's a mind game. He said, everything here is a mind game. He said, if you look at it that way, it'll help. He said, everything is designed to be a mind game. And did you know that's the way the world operates? Now, I'm fixing to do some preaching right here, and if you'll listen to me, this right here will help you. You say, this world is playing, messing with my mind. How they do it? Well, I see it on TV. I read about it on Facebook. I saw it on the internet. I heard it on the radio. Let me ask you a question. Who turned that stuff on? I mean, very seldom has it ever been that I just walked in my living room and went, oh, the news is on. I didn't turn it on. I guess I'll sit here and watch it. No, I take the remote and I turn that mess on. Or I take my phone out of my pocket and I scroll down through there and look at it. Come on now. He said, well, I like to keep up current events. Do you think it, well, what do you think you're going to change about it? Huh? I'm just preaching that. But you're letting it consume you. That's what the Lord laid on my heart. We're letting this consume us and it's wearying us in our minds. You know what I think would be good? I think it would be good if the Concord Baptist Church would enter in on a fast. But not a fast of food. I think it'd be good if we'd all agree together to fast from meat. Oh, it got a little quiet right there. You say, preacher, not this week. Lord have mercy. It might be something exciting happen. Might be something I want to see. Might be something I want to know about. But you know what? I dare say, if there'd be some of y'all that get in this altar in a minute and agree to a fast from media this week, not watch no news, not look at no Facebook, not read no newspaper, not look at no news articles on the internet, I guarantee if there's some of you that would agree to fast from media, you'd be a happier individual come next Sunday. Because they're wearying you. And that is the purpose of it. And you may not understand this. And I'm going to tell you something. And you tune in right here. Because what I'm about to tell you is exactly right. What's happening in our society. You say, well, they're all out to get this. They're all out to get Trump. They're all out to get the Democrat. Now, let me tell you something. Everything that's happening in our society right now has one singular purpose. And that is to drag down the church. They want to destroy the church. They want to get in your mind with all of these things that you can watch, get interested in, and worry about it, get consumed by it. They want to drag the church down into worry and weariness. We ought to say, not on our watch. We're going to read our Bibles. We're going to pray. We're going to seek God. We're going to fast from those things and serve the Lord. That's what we're going to do. We'd all be better, every one of us would be better off. Weariness. Number one, worry. Number two, weariness. Then let me give you this last one right here. Number three is waywardness. Waywardness. The devil is able to get a arm lock on us through waywardness. Now, Paul told the church at Rome in Romans 7. He said, I've got a problem. I've got a problem. He said, I want to do right. I want to do the right thing, live right. But I got this conflict because there's two people living inside of me. While I'm wanting to do right, there's my flesh that rises up and evil is present with me. Oh, He got so disgusted with himself, Billy. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." There is a presence. Listen to me. There's the presence of a conflict with everybody in here. I'm not going to embarrass nobody by saying who might be the oldest person in here. But I guarantee you this. Over the years, I thought, when it comes to my flesh and sin, I thought, I'll outgrow some of that. I'll get older and I won't do those things. But the older I get, the more I realize that while my appetites have changed, there are still sinful appetites within my body. Things that I want to do. No wonder Paul said, evil is present with me. Now, a lot of us act like we're straight-laced Baptists and never commit a sin. I just do perfect all the time. I have spent this week praying and studying my Bible so that when I'm out the pulpit, but the truth is, there's been times this week that I've been sorrier than a devil. Huh? This morning, I got done preaching on the radio. And I went and got my truck, and I needed some oatmeal. I was out of oatmeal. I went to the Ingles to get oatmeal. I'm walking through the parking lot. There's this Honda pulling out. One of them Hondas. And he just kept backing out of his spot while I moved over. I'm walking. He just kept backing up and I moved over and he kept backing up. I thought, this is going to run over me. And the whole time, it's got to be a manual shift Honda. The whole time he's going, me. And I thought to myself, I'm going to put my boot through the back end of your sorry car. And I said, I ain't moving no more. If he wants to hit me, guess what? It's on. I'm mad. He pulls right up, and I go, "What are you doing?" He pulled off. Yeah, run over a fella, why don't you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God in Jesus' name. See? That flesh, it bubbles up on the inside. Anybody else have trouble with their flesh? Bubbles up on the inside. Marlin, my goodness. Now this is a peculiar fight. Because what I'm fighting is, get this, are you ready? Myself. That's a peculiar fight. You know why yourself is hard to fight? Because it knows all your secrets. Now think about that. I'd fight somebody else, I might not know their weaknesses. But when I'm fighting myself, I know all my weaknesses. You know, my flesh has never tempted me with something I don't like. It knows exactly what I like. And so there is this waywardness. How can I fix it? Well, verse 24 and 25, Romans 7, Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Here's what he said. I thank God through Jesus Christ, my Lord, which giveth me the victory. Are you noticing a common thread here? It's getting our mind off those things and putting our mind in Him. Let this mind be also in you. Mind of Christ. This mind also be in you. There is this thing of putting our mind on Him. I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know who's already living there. I want to put it to you like this. I'm getting ready to give an altar call. Either we believe God or we don't, church. Either He's God of everything or He's not God at all. Either we can trust Him in every circumstance or He's not trustworthy. Whatever it is, it's up to you. Does the devil have a toehold on you? Is he using media to manipulate you? Make you think? Got you an arm bar? Worry sets in. Weariness sets in. Waywardness sets in. There's hope in Jesus. But you have to do some things. You have to do some things. Number one, you have to get in this altar and ask for help. How many of you believe that if you'll ask the Lord for help, He'll help you? Oh yeah. He longs to help you. Number two, you're going to have to commit to a change in your life. Here's the problem with modern religion. There's no demand for change anymore. We want people to come and give a little sermonette, make you feel a little better, walk out the back door. Oh, that was good. Preacher preached on, you know, loving your brother. That was good. Going down the road, not think about it again until Sunday. But that Bible has always required of people change. So you'll never get any better. Somebody give me a witness. You'll never get any better till you change. And some of you are going to have to commit to it. You're going to have to say, you know what? I ain't listening to that no more. I ain't filling my brain with that negativity. I'm going to fast from it. I'm going to fast from media. I'm going to fast from social media. I'm going to fast from news articles on the internet. I'm not going to fill my mind with those things that bring that worry and that weird. I'm not going to allow it in my life. Stay in your mind on Jesus, reading the Bible and watching Andy Griffith will help a whole lot of you. Turn on your good. Watch that loaded goat episode. That always makes me feel better. Except about that loaded goat. Now, third thing is, you're going to have to walk chalk. You know, Jesus expects more out of us than what most of us are given. Because He said, I'm holy, be ye holy. And so, once we cleanse our mind from some of these things that are oppressing us, causing us weariness, causing us worry, then we can get in His Word and try to get closer to Him, be more like Him, improve our prayer life, spend our time searching after God, and all in all, life is going to improve for you if you'll do those things. I believe it's needed. I believe it's needed. Let's stand to our feet. Father, thank You, Lord, for helping us to preach this morning. God, no doubt, there are some here today, Lord, that the devil has in the arm bar of weariness and in the arm bar of worry and in the arm bar of waywardness. God, it'd be good if we could see some folks this morning just commit to You. Lord, commit to fasting from some of these things that have them down. Lord, I pray as a church that You'd help us to think less about this world and more about You. Help us get in Your book, put our mind on You. Certainly we know, God, that You're able to keep us in perfect peace. Bless us now as only You can. The altar's already filling up. You say, preacher, this morning I want to come. I'm worried. I'm wearied. I'm wayward. Whatever your case may be, preacher, this morning I want to bow on that altar. I want to ask God to help me. I don't want to be controlled by worry, controlled by weariness, controlled by waywardness. I want to tell the Lord, I want to keep my mind on Him. I want to keep my mind on Him. I want to keep my mind in His Word. I want to look toward Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Father, Lord, certainly, God, we're thankful for honest hearts that have gathered around the altar this morning for prayer. God, I pray in Jesus' name that You'd help us this week. Lord, we've got a week ahead of us of trouble and turmoil and problems. Lord, I believe there'd be some of us that'd be so good for us if we'd fast from Facebook this week, if we'd fast from media. Lord, if we get our mind off of Washington and off the things of this world, off of this virus and all these things, put our mind in Your Word. Put our mind towards You. God, help us, Lord, to keep our mind on You. Oh, bless us as a church, Lord. I believe there's things that You'd like to get accomplished around here. I pray, God, that You bless us in the days to come. We'll thank You for all that You do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You stay till You get done. Amen.